Zonis and Pizzazz show with special guest star Amurai. Okay, and Pizzazz's leg fell off. Yeah. So, today's first topic of discussion is the recent flood in the city that all three of us live in.
I got flood.
I'm not saying it. First,
Pizzazz's
basement got flooded. His GameCube is fried.
I don't give a crap because I'm getting away.
How do you know?
Duh.
Did your mom say so?
Duh.
Lucky.
Duh.
Freaking awesome. Duh. Duh.
Duh.
Womp. Yeah, we are.
Womp.
Yeah, shut the womp up.
Womp.
We got it off of recess. Shut the womp up, both of you.
It's on 3rd Street.
John and my house didn't get flooded, though. Ha-ha.
Yeah,
We live on a hill.
Yeah, our house.
You womping.
Sorry, we're experiencing technical difficulties. Okay, we're done now. Pizzazz, you can shut up now. Okay, yeah, Pizzazz says that his dad saw the hospital. Part of the hospital roof get hit by lightning and
it hit one of those pipe thingamajiggies.
Yeah, but it was still part of the hospital roof, and it apparently blew up.
Whoa. No, just like a kid. No, it's because it hit metal and it went kaboosh.
And I actually, some people actually heard. I kind of doubted at first, but some people told me that they heard, they saw it about on the radio. Some of the other casualties were like 3 houses caught fire and a tree fell on someone.
And
I was like, when me and Ciaran were having a PM discussion, and I said that I told Ciaran that it had flooded in the city I lived in, and the funny thing was that I said that the hill at our school, because there's a hill right in front of our school, the water was going to be so high that the kindergartners would have drowned.
Which is true.
But
a kindergartner drowned. God, boldly saved him. Oh wait, no, the kindergartner boldly saved me.
Oh yeah. Beep. He's like standing in a puddle, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm drowning. And the kindergartner's like, take my hand. And then he's like, beep. He's like, yeah, I'm scared. The kindergartner's like, yeah, shook. Here we have a long and winded conversation of me slipping the tongue and calling Pizzazz by his real name, which I have edited out, haha. Anyways, Amurai was going shopping with my mom, and they were, like, outside of Michael's, and they were, like, really raining, and then they're like, oh, we'll just wait out. In a couple minutes, he'll be gone. A couple minutes later, it's raining harder. There's this big lake outside, so then they just ran for the car. Apparently, there was this thunder crash that was so loud, all the cars in the parking lot, their car alarms went off.
Except for ours.
And that's funny.
We have a
I laugh at the misfortunes of others because I'm cruel and
Bunch
unusual.
Your noses.
Yep, that's
my Once bad. A piece of lightning hits my house and almost overloads my lights.
Oh, his nose.
Seriously?
Yeah, because when the lightning hits
your house would have caught fire.
No,
it doesn't always.
No, houses have these.
Stand flames. Still so I can throw grass at you. If you guys haven't noticed, we are outside.
Don't say
your birdie.
Don't you have noses that when most houses that are actually new, when they get hit, the lightning runs down into the ground and goes into the house.
Anyways, I guess we're done with this topic.
What's the next topic?
Our conclusion is that floods in our city, that was not good.
It doesn't happen all that often.
It doesn't happen often, except for like last year when like the river got flooded.
Oh yeah, my grandma and grandpa's houses had this big tank full of propane or gas or something, and it got carried all the way to the other side of the cabin, and it was about maybe about 100 meters long.
Whoa. Wow. Anyways, on to our next topic.
I didn't know propane tanks floated.
Whoa.
No, it's because the water came in so much that it made it lift up.
Oh.
on to our next topic. Our next topic is random food obsessed characters in comic series. Yeah, Amy's talking about
chocolate.
Naruto. My personal opinion on those is that they can be funny if done right. Like Dark 709 and Leppy, members of BZ Power, they're really good at it. But there's some noobs who like. I saw this sprite. Banner. It's so stupid. There's this guy who's holding the chainsaw and he's like, touch the chocolate and die. It was so stupid. It's really just noobish.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm a noob.
Yeah, because Pizzazz is a noob.
I don't want to be a noob.
Well, you are.
I am a noob.
You were born with it, Amy.
I've only posted twice.
Because you're a weirdo. I've posted maybe like 50 times.
You posted like 92, but dude, you know what sucks?
And she has been on that. And she has been logged in. She has been on TM or BZP.
TMR.
Okay. She has been on TMR longer than
I have. No, she hasn't.
I only signed up like a few days ago.
Then why don't you post more? But like, I don't really post much more, though.
Yeah, you never go on anymore because you like forgot about it.
No, I didn't forget about it. It's just I went outside most of the time going vroom vroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was outside on my skate.
You had mosquitoes, right?
I was out. Yeah, the mosquitoes are like are heckin'.
We're totally going off topic right now.
Yes, we are. Let's go back on topic. Yeah. So there's some other stuff that's kind of stupid about
what
them.
What about Bob, the guy who's a special?
Yeah, that's by Dark 709. Dark 709 pulls it off really well.
Yeah.
Like Bob is just plain funny, but like so is Leppy. In Leppy's comics, the main character Leppy himself has an obsession with cheese, but he constantly denies it. So everyone's like, this is Leppy, he has an obsession with cheese. And then Leppy's like, yes, he does. And then they're like, no, you have it. And then there's this one signature he has for his comics. Hi, this is Leppy. Come to my comics. He holds a gun up to a muffin, or the muffin gets it. It's so funny.
Not the muffin.
Just Leppy and those guys pull it off really well. Yeah, there's this one guy.
The muffin gets it.
He was my friend. King Bio. I've now discovered he's a swearing noob who, like.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
and his comics on his own forms. First of all, his thing is a spam form. Every topic goes off topic in about 5 minutes since it's posted.
I hate. Like
yeah, crazy sweater forms really sucks. If you can hear me, King Sweaterhead, which you probably can't, whoop you!
No, whoop you!
He's a noob. Like every. What? Oh yes, N00B. You're on N00B, noob. You got owned. I have.
Let's get back on topic.
Yes, we kind of are on topic. Okay, Nid's.
Did you know?
Nid's gonna
kill. Obsessed with chocolate.
Nid's gonna kill us.
Owned.
Amari got.
Don't steal my soul.
Okay.
Don't steal my chocolate. I'll give you my soul.
Alright, I'm riding onto the zone.
Okay.
Soul insurance now.
We're going to tell. One last thing that I'm going to say is in recent news, Spice Chica, the 100th member, was banned and deleted from TMR because he's one of
El Spaniard's
also
henchmen.
No.
Yes, actually, he's also who's El Spaniard is El Stupid is
El
also
Stupido.
Goonitard. Who, Spice Chica was one of Goonie's friends. Kabuki, the head admin of our forums, obviously, posted a topic, a poll, asking if we should ban him because he's, like, the one guy's fourth account. And every single person said yes. So then he's like, okay, we're banning him.
I wish I had known about that poll. I didn't know.
Yes, so that's it for today.
That was before I joined, wasn't it?
Bye. Yes, it was.
Okay.
Bye. Go away. Seriously. Back off, punks. Quit stalking me. I already have enough people following me around, and I don't